In one of the football games we watched, the one on Sunday in Denver, it was a reverse, and Martavis Bryant for the Steelers was run into the Denver Broncos sideline, and he ran right into Wade Phillips and knocked him down. It was a violent collision. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, we want to see how he's doing, is the former head coach of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Broncos defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. Hi, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys.
How you feeling?
I'm still alive.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's someone.
Yeah, it was.
That big old guy is running towards me. What's his name again?
It was Martavis Bryant.
Yeah. He plowed into me harder than a combine going through corn. Felt like I got runned over by a bush hog blade.
Gosh. Haven't you lived in cities for a while?
But I got up, though, didn't I?
You sure did. It's impressive.
You know what that proves?
What?
Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down.
Okay. I think you did fall down.
But America learned that all over again. But no, I hadn't been hit that hard since Bum used to run knock me in the next week.
Oh, man. That's the way Bum raised you? Would he get mad at you?
Yeah, that's the way we rolled back then. And, you know, that's where the term Bum Rush came from. Do you know that?
I don't.
No idea.
I think it predates
you got hit
that.
By Bum Phillips, you'd know it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's always getting mad at me for all sorts of things back in the day. Sometimes it was because I let the pump on the well come ungreased. Sometimes I'd slip over to the barn, snag me a handful of hay to chomp down on, tied me over for supper. You know, things like that.
Right.
Gosh, that's so country.
I thought growing up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd wake up.
You're hungry?
Night, my belly just a-howling, you know, and sometimes I couldn't go to sleep because, hey, I don't care what anyone says, three steaks just ain't enough to satisfy a growing boy.
Well, it
you
should
ate
be.
Three steaks at night?
Yeah. So, you know what I'd do? I'd sneak out on that North 40 at sunup or sundown and wait for them feeders to go off.
Deer feeders?
Yeah. I'd park my pie hole under that spreader just so I could get me a few cheekfuls of corn.
You are always hungry.
Y'all ever had deer corn?
No. It's low grade.
Oh, man. It's a little hard. It's good eating, though.
So you crack a molar on that stuff.
Yeah, well, sometimes that happened, I guess, but it was all right, you know. Do what you have to. Tough times and everything. And I guess these are tough times for me right now, physically anyway.
Oh, yeah. You got to be in pain.
Well, I broke both femurs.
Whoa, really?
When and how?
That's pretty serious.
That's what the doctor said anyway. Of course, I don't know if I trust him. He's a horse doctor.
Why would you go to a horse doctor?
Well, Daddy always took us to the vet, and he's still on my HMO, so I just figured I'd go see him.
You mean the sideline collision broke both femurs?
Yeah, wow. Well, that's what the vet said, but I'm getting around. You saw me walking around.
Yeah.
I can walk, especially with the strain I put on legs. I'm still able to walk around just fine.
Dang.
Oh, you're tough.
Femur, that's a big
bone. It's the dangest thing. You know, guys, I didn't even know femur was a part of the body.
Well, it is.
I thought that was that agency that helped out with tornado and hurricane victims.
No, that's FEMA.
FEMA. Yeah, I'd hand out porridge and stuff to everyone.
Porridge?
No, that's FEMA.
Well, no, I'm teasing. I don't have anything broken. I'm fine. Just, you know, a little sore.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Knocked down by an NFL wide receiver. Doesn't feel too good. But all I know is we's going on to the championship game.
Yeah, you are.
It's suddenly Mayberry that? RFD here.
Let's see here. Who are we going to play? Well, we're going to play the Patriots, I guess. I guess if we haul off and win that game, we's going to the Super Bowl. Is there still a chance we could play the Cowboys?
No, nope.
They went 4-12.
Oh, guess not. 4-12, Jerry. That's the best your football team could do is 4-12.
He's gloating.
Yeah,
he's gloating.
Losses, 8 out of 9. Hey, when I did that back in 2010, old Jerry fired my ass.
Yeah, he did.
I guess the old Carrot Top's not the genius we all thought he was, is he, Dallas?
No, your successor. You must be enjoying this.
Oh, I can't get out of bed, Muses.
Oh, no. You sore?
I'm so damn sore.
What are you doing for the pain? You do taking anything? Or?
I'm popping Vicodin about every 15 minutes.
That's too much.
So giddy.
It got me feeling real good, though, man. Got me feeling real good.
Taking
moonshine? We're going to drop some more genius defenses so we can beat, what's his name?
Tom Brady.
Tim Brady?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Tim Brady's as good as everyone thinks he is.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to prove that this weekend. Hey, if y'all get a chance, tell Jerry I said hi.
Right.
Okay. He may be listening, so he may have heard you.
Yeah, tell Jerry I said hi, and nice season, Jerry.
All right. Thank you, Wade.
Man, see you boys later.
Hang in there.
See ya.
There he goes, Wade Phillips, the Broncos defensive coordinator, former Cowboys coach. Okay, after that sideline hit.